Jackie Robinson hit that ball. It went zooming across the
It's Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. Philadelphia is officially apologizing today to Jackie Robinson for the abuse he endured in the city of brotherly love when he and the Brooklyn Dodgers arrived to play the Phillies during Robinson's rookie year of 1947. In Philadelphia, Robinson was refused service by a local hotel and taunted by Phillies manager Ben Chapman, who along with his players hurled racial slurs at Robinson each time he came to bat. This apology will be issued in person to Robinson's widow, Rachel, on what is the 69th anniversary of the day Jackie Robinson made his big league debut, breaking baseball's color barrier. We wondered what happened when Jackie Robinson made his first big league appearance at Forbes Field in Pittsburgh in 1947. I'm joined now by phone by Southern Illinois baseball author, or by phone from Southern Illinois, by baseball author and historian Richard Pete Peterson. Pete, welcome back to Essential Pittsburgh.
Always a pleasure, Paul.
Before we talk about Pittsburgh, what exactly happened to Jackie Robinson in Philadelphia?
Well, it was the fifth game of the season, and Philadelphia came to Ebbets Field, Ben Chapman, who had a reputation for being anti-Semitic, having a violent temper, even committing violent acts on the field, instructed his bench to agitate Robinson, and Chapman just unloaded on Robinson, and the things that he shouted at him went so far over the line that fans complained and sports writers complained about Ben Chapman's conduct. It was probably the ugliest incident, perhaps, other than Slaughter's spiking of Robinson that occurred during that rookie season. And then Robinson had to go to Philadelphia a week or so after that and had to endure the incidents that you mentioned where the team was rejected by the Benjamin Franklin Hotel. And in order to mollify what Chapman had done, he had to shake hands with Chapman and they posed together for a photo. So by the time he came to Pittsburgh, he had been through a very difficult period. They had played seven games against the Phillies. He had to deal with Chapman. Even when they went back to Philadelphia and the Phillies were told to lay off, he came up and the bench picked up bats and used them like Tommy guns and aimed them at Robinson. So it was just an ugly, ugly affair. And again, coming off that, he came to Pittsburgh actually 1 month to the date that he made his major league debut. His first game in Pittsburgh was May 15th.
So on May 15th, he shows up in Pittsburgh. Was he able to stay at the same hotel with the team? What happened with that?
Yes, the team stayed at Schenley Park out in Oakland. And as a matter of fact, Wendell Smith, in a column that he wrote up after the first series between the Pirates and the Dodgers, mentions going to Schenley Hotel and interviewing Clyde Sukefort, interviewing Jackie Robinson before they went on to Chicago.
And
so
what,
there was no incident in there. Pittsburgh has no reason to apologize today.
Well, and in fact, Pittsburgh was, as I understand it, and it was mentioned in the Ken Burns documentary earlier this week about Jackie Robinson, that when he initially was set to break in and make his debut, the major league teams, all of them, and there were only 16 at the time, 8 in the National League, they circulated petitions among the players, and every team except the Pirates voted to boycott unless Jackie Robinson was barred from baseball. Talk about that and what was happening with the Pirates that went against the grain.
Well, look, Pittsburgh actually has a history. The Pittsburgh Pirates actually have a history that goes back to the 1930s when Lester Rodney, who's mentioned in the Ken Burns documentary, circulated a letter among major league owners in the late 1930s, and only one major league owner, Bill Benswanger of the Pittsburgh Pirates, responded favorably, and through Lester Rodney's intervention, Roy Campanella and two other Negro League players are going to have a tryout at Forest Field. But then, of course, Landis stepped in, and the commissioner stepped in, and other owners stepped in, and that was the end of that. So you have Pittsburgh responding favorably as early as the late 1930s, and then, of course, when they conducted a survey to see what teams were receptive to Robinson, the Pittsburgh Pirates were the only team that voted favorably to Robinson, and that played out in that first series in Pittsburgh. It was probably the most positive experience during the during his entire rookie season. And there was an incident between Hank Greenberg, the great Jewish star, and Jackie Robinson that I think really turned things around for Robinson during that rookie season.
We're talking with Pete Peterson, baseball writer and historian, about Jackie Robinson's debut in Pittsburgh. So Jackie Robinson ends up at Forbes Field, and talk about the interaction between Robinson and Hank Greenberg that occurred at first base, which was Hank Greenberg's position with the Pirates and, of course, for many years with the Detroit Tigers.
Right. Jackie Robinson laid down a bunt, and the pitcher, Ed Barr, picked it up and threw wildly to first base. When Robinson was about to get to the bag, Greenberg lunged across the bag to go after the wild throw. In the process, stuck at his arm and knocked Robinson off balance, and Robinson tumbled. The pitch went down the right field line. Robinson got up and went on to second base. Wendell Smith, in the column that he wrote about the series, said that this was the incident everybody was waiting for. This was the one that's going to prove critics of Ricky correct. This was going to spark a riot. It did just the opposite. Later in the game, Greenberg approached Robinson. He asked him if he was okay. Robinson said he was fine. He was just knocked off balance. Greenberg went on to encourage Robinson, told him that he went through a great deal as a Jewish ball player when he broke into the major leagues. So he had an idea of what Robinson was going through. He said, just keep your head up and keep playing hard, and everything is going to work out. And later on, Frank Augustine also said the same thing to Robinson during the third game. So that when Robinson left Pittsburgh, he praised the Pirates, he praised Greenberg, he praised Augustine for their very positive attitude, for the encouragement that they'd given to him. And he had a great series. He had 6 hits in the Pittsburgh series, and that was sort of a turning point in his development as a ball player. He struggled on the field before that series. He did well in that series and then went on to become Rookie of the Year.
Certainly something that Pittsburgh can be proud of.
Very much so.
Before
Pittsburgh has no reason to apologize.
No, we won't have to worry about doing that. Before we wrap this up, I mentioned the Ken Burns documentary. It aired on Monday and Tuesday, but I'm sure it will be repeated on PBS. We're down to about 30 seconds, Pete, but what were your impressions of that film?
I enjoyed the first part of the film because I think it corrected many of the distortions and the inventions in 42.
That was
in its depiction of Robinson's rookie season.
Right.
I really thought the second part was fantastic. I thought it gave a clear picture of the complexity of Robinson's personality, the complications, the struggles that he went through beyond his rookie season, you know, all the things that he had to deal with during that time. It's just a wonderful portrayal of Rachel Robinson, who remarkably is 93 years old.
I know, and she looks great.
Excuse me, Paul.
Let me jump in because I want to make sure to mention your appearance here. But yes, Rachel Robinson looks great, and hopefully maybe we'll see her in Pittsburgh. In the meantime, we've been talking with Pete Peterson, baseball author and historian. He'll be speaking at the Mount Lebanon Public Library on the Pirates' Italian Heritage and Beyond at 7 p.m. Thursday, April 28th, just before he runs the Pittsburgh Marathon. Wow, Pete. Good luck. Thank you for joining us.
I'll see you there, Paul.
Okay. Have a great weekend, everyone. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. See you Monday.